Senator Roberts.
Thank you. Life is about to change for every Australian. As much as Senator Gallagher seeks to downplay the significance of introducing one central digital identifier for each and every Australian, the reality is this is the most significant legislation I've seen in my time in the Senate. It's the glue that holds together the digital control agenda by which every Australian will be controlled, corralled, exploited and then gagged when they speak or act in opposition. This bill will be misused because this bill is written to be misused. The government knows digital ID will be compulsory by the device of preventing access to government services, banking services, air travel and major purchases for any Australian who does not have a digital ID. The digital ID will in effect create a live data file of your movements, purchases, accounts and associates containing reference to every piece of data being held in the private and government sector as a first step in a wider agenda. Google, Facebook and other tech giants have been building huge data files on every Australian for years. Those huge data files containing every website you visited, every post you made on their social media, everything you have ever bought online and the keywords scanned from conversations overheard by Siri and Alexa in your home are now unmasked. Until now, that data was anonymised using a unique identifier rather than name and address, which has always been there as well. However, tech companies were not allowed to use it or to share data with others that included the person's name and address. Until now. Look for the tech giants to ask for your digital ID as a requirement of using their service. The point of that exercise is to ensure they put the right name on the right data treasure trove. It's not just the tech giants into the data gold rush. Those reward cards you scan at the checkout have included terms and conditions to allow Coles and Woolies to make a record of every purchase you have made for years. This is why the Liberal Party has moved amendments to the Digital ID Bill to bring private corporations into this rollout earlier. All those treasure troves of data worth billions, trillions, that have been accumulated for years illegally, all that unrealised profit just sitting there has been too much of a temptation for the Liberal Nationals to resist, and to now join with Labor in pushing digital ID. President, those listening at home may be wondering how an individual could avoid being drawn into this net of data, trading and surveillance. The simple answer is you can't. This Labor government has already passed the Identity Verification Services Bill, which makes it legal for everyday Australians' photo or video likeness to be used to verify that person against a database containing their biometric data. Biometric data simply means a digital representation of your face that allows for instantaneous electronic matching. As soon as that bill passed, the first thing the government did, just days later, was to send an email out to people with a MyGov ID to update their MyGov record by providing a facial scan on their phone. Yes, that really happened. This is what these people are doing to you. This is not voluntary. 10 million Australians have a MyGov ID. Most of those were forced into it to access Centrelink benefits. Cruel. There are another 2 million Australians who are forced to get a MyGov ID to register as a company director, despite the director identity enabling legislation not even mentioning MyGov, but the government did it anyway. The database the government is using for data surveillance is the National Driver's Licence Database, which has 17 million records of everyone who has or has had a driver's licence. This government doesn't need an excuse to further digital control for everyday Australians. Socialists love control. Socialism needs control. For socialism to exist, there must be control. The government knows control will be used by government to identify people who say mean things on social media to speed up enforcement of our new laws against saying home truths to crazy or dishonest people. No hiding behind anonymous accounts or false addresses. You can expect a knock on the home, on your door at home, work or school, as we're seeing happening in other countries with digital identity already in place. Only by being able to keep tabs on citizens 24/7 can the government possibly hope to introduce the wealth heist they have planned. Anyone viewing this topic for the first time can see the detail of what I'm talking about on my website. The committee report on the Digital ID Bill was a travesty. The committee made a recommendation to pass the bill which was simply not supported by the evidence they received during the inquiry. Witness after witness testified this rancid, evil bill failed to protect privacy, failed to establish the data the ID will be voluntary, failed on human rights grounds and failed on technical grounds. One blackout and the whole thing comes crashing down. Yet all these valid criticisms from leading organisations who, unlike the government, know what they're talking about, were simply ignored.
Thank you, Senator Roberts. Senator